On that subject, Siviwe Gwarube joins me now, DA's National Health Spokesperson. A very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time on this public holiday. Do you support the move to level three?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. Look, I mean, we are in an unenviable position now as a country where government is out of choices but to move South Africa to lockdown level three and impose stricter restrictions, because we are now in a position where we have not rolled out our vaccine at a pace that is acceptable. And so it's not a matter of whether or not we support the move. It's a matter of whether or not is there any other choice except to impose restrictions, because we have not vaccinated enough South Africans to inoculate them against this virus.
Is that a fair observation overall? I'm not talking about whether the vaccine rollout has been efficient or not. I'm talking about whether that would be enough to have prevented these measures anyway. You look at a country like the United Kingdom, which has a high percentage of people vaccinated and still has serious restrictions. So even with a good vaccination program, we would probably still be in this space, wouldn't we?
Yeah, look, I mean, it would be difficult for us to predict, except that, you know, the reality is that we know that the more people who are vaccinated, the more we've got people who are protected against severe illness. And at the moment, what we have is a situation where our health system, despite the fact that in that initial 21-day lockdown period that the president had promised us in 2020, our health system has not, the needle has not moved very much, where our health system capacity has improved significantly. So we're in a position now where people are not vaccinated and people are going to be vulnerable to this illness, and the health system is not in a position to be able to absorb the numbers that we're going to see. So yes, I get the point that, you know, other countries are also looking at harsher restrictions, but we've also got to be mindful of the fact that the South African government has failed to roll out a vaccination program that is decent, and also at the same time hasn't used the last 15 months to truly improve the health system so that it can cope with increased numbers of people who are landing up in hospital.
Given that reality, should the restrictions have been harder, harsher, quicker?
No, I think that South Africa can ill afford to have harsher restrictions, Mike. I think that we are now in a situation where we are trying very hard to slow down infections. But at the same time, ours is an economy that cannot actually really afford a hard lockdown again. And so because, you know, millions of South Africans were plunged into poverty and in sheer distress last year. And if we do this again, many more businesses will close down and a lot more people will be left without work. So actually, this is, you know, it's one of those things where we actually cannot do any more than we are doing. Should we shut down any more industries, we're going to have a bloodbath on our hands.
Does the DA support the measures to restrict alcohol trade?
Look, I mean, again, our concern has always been about the jobs that are going to be lost in that industry. The reality is that, of course, we understand the impact of alcohol, particularly on the healthcare system. But the reality is that you also can't use that as a lever to control alcohol abuse in the country. And so, honestly, our main concern here is that so many more South Africans are going to be without work with these alcohol restrictions because of the impact on the industry. And so our view, again, is that you can't try and cure an ill, as the South African government often tries to do, by imposing restrictions, but rather fix the problem. And the problem needs to be greater capacity in the health system and a vaccination program that is far more enhanced.
Siviwe Gwarube, thank you very much indeed for your time. DA's National Health Spokesperson speaking to us on this Youth Day public holiday.